I know not every loss there you can find a some good things that happened, but this loss was I guess especially tough because I think the competition there you had opportunities and you could have maybe this is a game you kind of let get away and didn't play very well. I'm assuming.
I mean, after the first quarter, it's 21-0, and when you are an 0-5 football team and bad things happen early, you lose all the momentum, and came out and I thought we had tremendous momentum. We made a big play defensively. Peyton Buckner, who I thought had one of his best games all year on defense, I was so proud of the way he played. I thought he had a great week of practice. Comes in, makes a big play on second down, a speed sweep, hits the guy in the backfield, sinks his hips, drops down, makes a beautiful tackle. They did get a first down the next play on something we hadn't seen, but we made an adjustment to it. They drop back to throw. We put pressure on the quarterback. He throws it up for grabs, and Peyton goes and gets it. And first play from scrimmage, for us offensively, we just run zone right. We pick up 15 yards. Thought Zach Brandon ran the football so hard last night. Him and Tanner Green both we could not capitalize. We got the ball across midfield. We're moving it down, and it seemed like the – first and second down was pretty good for us. Third down stunk. And then on the fourth down that we went for it, we couldn't get anything. Just couldn't make anything happen. And then, the second drive, we have a big catch across the middle. Oak Starling, one of our best receivers. And the ball gets – I can't tell. I thought he was down at first. I can't tell because of the camera angle. He's probably not down because I see the guy looking like he's going for it. But he had a big hit. And they did a good job of community did a good job of putting a hat on us. When we did move the football, I don't know how many yards we had rushing, but we moved the ball. And I said, guys, we're just stopping ourselves because of turnovers. And we saw it in the paper. We had five
turnovers, which kill drives any way you think about it. It's not a good thing.
It does. We had a punt that they returned for a touchdown. It was one of Hoff's best punts. We try to punt it rugby style it, and he punts it away from trouble. And of course, they did a good job of having guys aligned where they could get to it. And the guy decided to pick it up at the last minute, and we just didn't contain on the right side. And that guy got de-cleated. And so he hits the left side and got speed. He'd gone to the house. And so all of a sudden it's 21-0 instead of a 14-0 manageable. But you kids, you can see it starting to, when you get to that point, I'm like, guys, we just got to score. We just got to score. We get a touchdown here, and we're going to feel better about life, but we didn't get one all night.
Community is a team that is – they have a few players, but it's a team that – I guess it's demoralizing to the fact that you had started making some strides, and and you were talking about momentum, and I think that's a good point. This makes it start from scratch again, do they learn from this, that even though you may think you're starting to really improve, you've still got to keep going?
Right. Our last two games, Moore County and this one, we don't look anything like the team that we play that we were, when we first began. And I can't really put my finger on it, but, we just have not played well. We had a whole week off to prepare and to work as far as you have 2 weeks to prepare. Felt we had a good game plan and just – turnovers will kill you, but it's not just turnovers. I thought our kids played hard and gave good effort, but like you said, community's got some weapons. They throw the ball well. They're a balanced football team, and they do good things on offense. They manage the ball well, and they've got speed in the right places. They may not have a ton of guys like that, but they got the right guys to get it to. And when they get it to them and get in space, you've got to be able to make tackles. And when you don't, points are going to be scored on you, and that's what happened to us. But it's big plays. It's not like they're driving the – can community drive the football, 60, 70 yards on a 13-play drive or an 8-play drive and score? That's hard for anybody. And when you let people gash you like they did last night, and that's what happened to us, big plays, it's tough to overcome that.
And you mentioned third down, fourth down conversions. Well, you got to capitalize. You got to do that. When you don't have success on those two downs,
yep,
it can really make trouble for an offense, yep, doesn't it?
And here's the thing, I know my coaches make fun of me because I say, guys, I'm gonna run it three down, and I will try to run it more and more and be try try to be more of a run-oriented person, but I see the space, I see the defense, and I'm like, we can throw this football right here. We've got an opportunity to throw it here, and then we just, you know, just didn't have a good night throwing it at all.
Had a week off before you came to the game last night. Does that have an effect? Did you feel like that had an effect on the game at all? The fact that you guys were on break or did it really? You know, a lot of times I guess you go by practice, but
It was good for us because we needed to heal up, and mm-hmm. we had some guys that got some good rest, and that's what they needed. I mean, we still practiced a couple of days and got some time off. Took about 2 days off, but it gave us an opportunity to get guys back. We still didn't get Kyle Howard back. He came out and practiced Monday, but his head was killing him and he couldn't go. I mean, he's been out with a concussion, and we still guess he's still having some lingering effects of that. And, you know, not having him out there hurts us. I mean, he's one of our best offensive defensive linemen, and it shows when he's not there. And I really wish we'd have had him last night, but, you know, we got to move forward and play with what we got. But we needed him. We definitely needed him. And, you know, I can't – it's like I sit there all night trying to pinpoint what can I do to help them be more successful. I mean, what can I as a coach do? And it goes back to a lot of – I mean, you know, taking care of the football and sustaining blocks and blocking and tackling. I mean, it's we got to be able to do that. We've got to be more – thought we were more aggressive, but we got to continue to fight to be much more aggressive. We don't get a very good look – during the week, I mean, individually, even in individual time, it's tough for us to go just one-on-one with the guys that we have to get the physicality look that we need. And since the lack of depth that we had and the lack of numbers, you don't get a great look even individually because you just don't have a lot of guys to go against that give you the look that you need, if that makes any sense. But we got to go back to work Monday and try to get ready for Forest.
Brian Stewart, our guest here on Cougar Corner this morning, early edition. I failed to mention that we have MTSU football, and that's why we're starting so early. And usually you end up last, and now you're first. So first
last
on the show.
First, the first shall be last. So saith the scriptures.
Well, let's talk about something positive. The junior high team, the year they've had.
How about that?
And Ed Watson was on last week while you all were on break, and he was talking about the elementary football and the junior high football. And to me, from what I could tell from him, and you look at records, you start looking at wins and losses and players, your future looks pretty good.
I mean, I definitely think, you know, this group of eighth graders, they, if you go and watch them play, and when I say eighth graders, it's eighth grade and seventh grade, but if you watch them play, just like, you know, they were outmanned at Eagleville. I mean, just guys are so much bigger, but our guys play with so much heart. And they're so intense. I mean, and it doesn't hurt to have, you know, when you got Joseph Peck back there at quarterback, he's such an athlete. I mean, he can make something happen when something's not there. And that's an intangible that you can't coach. But they, you know, our coaches do a great job of you know, getting our guys in a position to be successful every week. And now they got a chance to go play for a championship. And when last time they played Cascade, they had a chance to win the football game and couldn't score late, but didn't play well that night. And I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to that championship next Saturday.
You know, when you sit there and think about the games that they've played, and you said it yourself, they've got heart, they know how to win. And all that development early, I mean, that's a great program that you guys have because you really didn't have that before.
Right.
And you're just now starting to see the end product of that, where the guys that you have currently, and no disrespect to them, they play hard, but they didn't have maybe the opportunity that these young kids are going to have.
Right. You know, getting to play together at a certain age. I mean, if you start in the second grade and play together all the way up through and you have that – you know, that camaraderie, that chemistry that you've had for so long, and you've been in some, you know, even they're small kids, but they've been in battles. They've been in a place where they've had their back up against the wall and they've got to find a way to fight, and you find out who will do that. And, you know, sometimes when you have a group like we have, you don't know. I mean, I told our sophomores and our freshmen, I said, listen to me. I said, you know, we don't have a ton of upperclassmen. I said, we need leaders. I mean, we need guys who are going to step up and get it done. I said, make it your team. Make it your team to say, this is my football team. And if everybody assumes that responsibility from seniors all the way down, and it's my team, you know, you got to take ownership of it. And I'm just, you know, I look forward to, you know, what we can do in the future as far as, you know, when you, like last year, we played all these freshmen, and now they're sophomores. And they're going to be juniors next year, and this is a big group. And I'm looking forward to that class coming on up. You know, I'm going to go back to just like one of my freshmen, you know, Braden Melton. He just continues to get better every week. Well, last night, you know, one of our backs got hurt, and he's a running back, but I try to play him solely on defense to keep his legs fresh. Well, I put him in, you know, let him have a carry. I mean, he carries the football 14, 15 yards on his first carry, but he got hit, and, you know, he doesn't have all those reps that the other guys are getting, and he fumbled the football. Man, he had to go back on defense. As soon as he come off, I'm patting him on his helmet. Hey, I said, man, what a great run. I said, hey, just got to cover it up in traffic. But the guy came in, and they're tackling when it's downfield. They come in, and they dive at your feet. And he got cut pretty good, and he tried to put his hand down, and the ball came out. But, you know, guys like him who are true freshmen, who are playing so much now, and then you had all those true freshmen that were playing last year. Our time is going to come. But our time won't come until those guys that are 10th graders and 9th graders now, when they decide to seek total ownership of this is our team, we're going to put on our shoulders. And when we have the mentality of not tonight, you're not going to do it to us. It's not going to happen. And it's almost kind of like you got to play with a little chip on your shoulder. Play mad. Play angry.
And numbers have got to help, too. I would think your numbers will be increasing with that, too.
When you only have so many seniors and you got five juniors, and, I mean, that's not good. You need to have that. I want to see that 17 seniors and 16 seniors. Just keep rolling them through. I had one of my former players, he came and spoke last night to our team, Noah Chandler. He was he started for me as an eighth grader, Jackson Christian. Probably will have a chance to start at second base for David Lipscomb this year at Lipscomb University there in Nashville. He's a true warrior. And man, he talked about heart and effort last night in the pregame. And I think the way we played early was a direct result of him coming in and talking to those kids. And he made the point, I'm just like you guys, and I was just like you guys. He goes, and he was a relentless worker, and he gave great effort every time. That's why he started as an eighth grader. And he was making a point to those guys last night. Last year, he won the job at second base at Lipscomb. He goes to Mississippi State. He's starting, and he tears a meniscus, and he's out. And he goes, this year, you know what I got to do? I got to go back out, and I got to beat out a senior. I got to beat out a junior to play second base for Lipscomb. You know what? If I've got breath in my body, I'm going to beat them.
Yeah.
That's the mentality and that's the warrior mentality that our kids got to have.
Oh, Coach, next week it's Forest. It doesn't get any easier, but Forest lost to Eagleville last night. And another game that is winnable. I mean,
absolutely.
Really.
Every game is winnable. Every game. Anybody can be beat on any given day. And once we get that in our minds and preach it and believe it, I preach it every week. I told the guys this week, I said, hey, you can win five games, be 5-5. I got no doubts in my mind, none whatsoever. But, I mean, now, hey, it's down to four.
Yeah.
Go win four games.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever we got to do. I mean, I told people this, and I hope our kids will continue to do this. I mean, 0-5, we still had a great – I mean, we had a great week of practice. I mean, our kids practice hard. They listen. They pay attention. They get after it. And we only had one day this week where I questioned their effort. I didn't like Wednesday's practice. It wasn't very good. It wasn't as good as it's been being. But, you know, anxious to see this week. We're going to be out of school. You know, it's fall break and all their buddies, some of them going to Florida. I'm like, guys, we got a football game. It ain't like we can take, well, we'll see y'all Thursday.
Yeah,
you know, and go walk through. We've got to practice. So I'm anxious to see how they're going to arrive Monday and how they're going, you know, how their work is going to be. But we got to go to work.
Well, Coach, good luck next week. We want to go over the Cougar Corner scoreboard quickly, and feel free to comment on anything that you'd want as we go. But it looks as if it's been a pretty decent week for athletics at Middle Tennessee Christian School. In high school volleyball, they had a 25-19 win against Community. On Tuesday, they did lose a heartbreaker, 3 sets. To Community, the varsity. Thursday, September 27th versus Cannon County, JV won 2 sets, 25-15, 25-14. And then the varsity picked up a win on the 27th with a 25-14, 25-27, 25-17, 25-21 win. So congratulations to the varsity team on that win over Cannon County. In golf, at the district tournament, Middle Tennessee Christian School, the golf team finished the season with a record of 8 wins, 6 losses, and 1 tie.
And that's good, but, I mean, I know they underachieved on Monday as far as how they felt about the tournament. They could have played better. And you know,
Didn't score well Monday.
No, they didn't do well.
Yeah. And, I you know, golf is like anything else. Even though it's an individual sport, if they all are struggling at the same time, it could be a long day at the golf course.
I can't remember who I saw. I saw one of them. They got on the dance floor, but they couldn't dance. They couldn't put it. No putting. I said, there's 3 putting. Can't 3 putt.
Yeah, well, I know that feeling. I know how to do that.
I can drive and I can putt. I just can't. I can't do it.
Can't do the other stuff.
You can take the irons and throw them in the water.
Well, maybe they put two of us together. We might be a pretty good golfer.
Hey, that's why I like to scramble.
There you go. In football, junior high football, a big win over Eagleville, 20-0, and they will play for the championship on Saturday, October 6th. Now that's next Saturday at 6:30 at Cascade.
Yes.
So I know there's a lot of excitement. I know you're really excited about them.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Junior high volleyball, Monday, September 24th versus Curry Ingram. There was a win in junior high and a win in on Thursday against Dixon Academy. So congratulations to them this week. And in tennis, I guess this is middle school, yes. September, they lost to Central Middle and won against Whitworth Buchanan on the 26th. And there's a little bit more here. Don't forget, the Cougars will be playing at Forest this Friday night. And then elementary football versus Columbia Academy, and that is today, I believe. Is that right?
Today we're at Liberty.
Oh, Liberty. Okay. So so then they go to Columbia Academy.
Columbia Academy. You're right.
So are you going to go to the elementary football game today? Maybe?
I'll be there.
All right. You're a jack of all trades. You have to do everything, don't you? You know, just go everywhere.
But everything. I got 2 little cheerleaders, and I like to go watch the kids play. So
there you go.
I'll go. My wife gave me prompt advice to what time to be home and get through. So.
Well, they are sweet kids. Well, this worked out pretty well for you then, didn't it?
It did work out. I get to come in. I get to see y'all smiling faces, drink a cup of coffee, have a wonderful breakfast here at the Cedar Bucket.
All that and, you know.
What else could you want?
There you go.
Except a win on Friday night.
There you go. Well, we hope you get that on Friday night at Forest.
It's coming.
All right. Coach Brian Stewart of the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars. And we will have coming up, it's the Prentice Oz Opinionair Coach's Corner. I want to thank Brian Stewart for stopping by. You've been listening to the Cougar Corner. Stay tuned now for the Prentice Oz Opinionair Coach's Corner, the early edition. Stay tuned.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than the coaching on the field or teaching in the classroom.
MTCS.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Ryan Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.